again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
And hey, this lovely Wednesday. What a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Ah, nothing says fall better than the smell of chili in the air, the sound of horseshoes clanking iron, and the sight of young kids pedaling tractors down a dirt track. Of course, I'm talking about the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, held on September 9th through 11th on the grounds of St. Joseph Church, 1.5 miles northeast of Fort Recovery. It all kicks off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament and wraps up on that Sunday evening with the Friends of St. Joe Church raffle drawing. From kids' games to gambling, cake stands to live music, horseshoe tournaments to tractor pulls, and plenty of food and drinks, there's fun for the entire family at the St. Joe Festival September 9th through 11th. See the Church Bulletin or St. Joe Homecoming Festival Facebook page for all the details.
We're back. Jack Rocker, talking to Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner, the co-chair of the 2022 St. Joe Homecoming Festival. So, Ryan, when did this start?
I'm going to say the first one was in 1984, Jack. My dad just told me this the other day, so I'm pretty sure that's the right year. It's the 39th annual festival this year.
Awesome.
And so I'm co-chair this year. Me and my wife Casey are co-chairs to Grant and Danielle Potcutter. They had asked us last year, and by asked us, I mean they waited till my wife was a little bit inebriated and easily talked her into doing it.
It works every time.
Yeah, it's not much work to it.
Yeah, just, you know,
all you have to do is show up and talk to people.
That's right. So, and we're glad to do it though. So,
well, you've been involved for a long time.
You know, there's
even
so
when
many.
You're a kid, and Dad was doing the DJing, and then you took over the DJing. You know, you've been doing it all the time anyway.
Exactly. And I've been, you know, the chairman of the different stands and the different subcommittees of it, right? Which, when you're chairman and co-chairman of the entire festival, everyone else kind of takes care of all, you know, they take care of all their own stands. So your work's done ahead of time. Right? I mean, you make your phone calls for your tents and port-a-johns and get your raffle ticket donations and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it kind of really just runs itself. As co-chair, I have one job. I have one job. That is bring the beer that week for the workers when we set up. That's the only job I got this year. Next year, then, as you know, I'm learning from Grant, what do I got to do next year and all the phone calls I got to make. But as co-chair, as long as you got the beer for the workers setting up that next week, I've succeeded.
Fantastic. So you said this started in like 1984. So is that kind of in alignment with when the Friends of St. Joe Parish
started? It would not be, because the Friends of St. Joe Parish, I believe, started in 2016.
Okay.
15 or 16. So that's relatively new. And I think that chalks up a lot to my Uncle Gary, who got that going, just as an extra way to raise funds to help the church, raise funds, separate of the money that goes through the church and through the archdiocese, right? But so that
if you want to do something, especially since a group can kind of pick stuff out, instead of going into the collection plate and going into whatever things the administrative things that have to happen, then you can take those funds and those resources of people and do things that are very important to your church.
Absolutely.
Cleaning up the cemetery. They got put off a couple of times, I think, because of weather, but was that 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe? Yep. Something like that.
Backfilled the dirt there a few weeks ago. It started, I think, one of the bigger projects Friends funded was the new windows that went in there, those new stained glass windows, or redoing those.
I was thinking there was a couple of large projects that probably kind of initiated the need for the Friends of St. Joe.
It's a very old church, right? And so but it's beautiful, and there's a reason it's so beautiful, because guys like my Uncle Gary and my dad's generation have taken care of it and have figured out what are the things that need to be done in the right priority so that the resources we have and that we collect can go towards keeping it beautiful.
Yeah, and those things going through the archdiocese would be like 4,823 on the list of things that need done in the number of churches in the archdiocese. So it would be down the line as far as funds. And I know there's such pride and family history in that church and each one of the church parishes that we have around here with the Catholic Church, they're important to people.
Absolutely.
And to make sure that stays the way it should is important to people.
And here's the way I think I've kind of grown up to look at it, or been taught to look at it, is eventually I'm going to spend the rest of my life there. Eventually, that's where I'm going to be buried.
Yeah, and eternity.
keeping it beautiful, for my generation, for my parents' generation, for my kids' generation, and to continue on, that's what we want. We want to be able to keep that rich history alive there.
Yeah.
And how old is the church?
That's a great question. I knew you'd ask me this. the original church, I believe, it's not the original one that was built there. And so the year that this one was built, I'm not going to give an answer because
I'll make it up.
1840, Jack.
Very good.
1840. I think that's too early, but I'm going to say 1880 to 90 is probably pretty good, because a lot of the first ones for a couple of years they met in people's houses and they built a building out of wood. And then as more people came in, as those original families had kids, and instead of 30 people, it was 60 or 80, they needed a bigger building, and they wanted it to be, what it is now, just a beautiful building with the spire pointing toward God and so the spire can be seen from everybody's house, basically, is what they tried to do, is get it where everybody could see that cross on the tip of the church from their house. Mm-hmm. Not so easy in the summer, but in the winter, everybody that went there could basically see that church spire, and that's kind of what they were aiming at, and all the churches around here did aim at, is trying to make sure that it was pointing to God.
Yeah. So the laying of the cross-tip churches for a reason, right? That's what we call it.
Yeah, yep.
Plenty of those. And, speaking of that, and speaking of the projects, to go out there at night now at St. Joe, since they put them big spotlights up there on the cross-tip, it's beautiful. What a beautiful sight.
To drive down 119 and glance over, I'm going, oh.
Yes.
I like that. That is...
It's neat.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, it is really cool to think about what St. Joe and the families of the St. Joe Parish have done over the years. So, to think that almost 40 years ago, some guys and gals got together and said, you know what, let's have, and it probably started out as a, you know, Sunday afternoon picnic for the church type thing, and mm-hmm. it's grown into what it is now, you know, which is cool. So talking about the festival, we touched on Friday night. What's going on Saturday?
Well, Saturday always kicks off with the outdoor mass, and so we're having outdoor mass again there.
Awesome.
This year, so 4:30 is outdoor mass on the front lawn of the church. Bring your lawn chairs. I'm not sure which priest is saying mass this year, but it's always a beautiful mass out there, and yeah. We just pray for good weather. And I don't remember very often we haven't had to go inside. We've had to go inside, but every once in a while we get some poor weather and got to move inside. But hopefully we get nice weather and we can be outside for outdoor mass. And so you sit there at 4:30 and listen to mass,
smell
and take
chili.
That in, and then smell the chili for an hour. And that's exactly my thought, because you sit there and boy, that chili is just rising up in the air, and you go, oh. Okay.
Can you talk faster?
Yeah, I don't want to say hurry up mass, but my favorite story here. So when Father Matt was here,
yeah,
first time he says mass at St. Joe Festival, he walks up
to think of that.
And
that's
we were inside. Awesome. We were inside. It was a poor weather day. We were inside. He stands up on the pulpit, which is one of the beautiful things of St. Joe Church, and he's standing up there. He walks up there and he goes, you know what? When I was a kid, I remember my festival, and the priest would talk and talk and talk during this homily, and me sitting there as a kid like, I wish he'd just stop. I'm ready to go to the festival. So you know what? I'm not going to talk today. And he turned around and walked down the pulpit, and everyone in church applauded. I've never seen an applause in church before. Yeah, that's
not standard by any stretch. I don't think it is in any church. But
it was awesome. Yeah. So so we got our chili a little quicker that night. But so that's kind of one of the big things we're known for the festival is the chili. They got
and
that
that's
big
just
pot.
One more reason to love Father Matt.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I miss that guy. I miss Father Matt a lot.
And he's not that far away. He still
no,
pops
he's
around.
Not. I go to his masses every once in a while.
I'll bet you he'll be there.
No, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. So, yep, afterwards we have our famous chili afterwards, a big old pot that they make that in. I can tell you my dad helped make that pot, that, I don't know, metal pot that they pull out and it's rusted through anymore. But dad's name is carved in that. He's one of the people making that.
Who makes the chili?
50 years ago. Well, now I think Kip Deuce kind of helps. There's a few guys that do it.
Yeah.
But Whitey Vogel, I think, was the original.
I was thinking Whitey was the...
It used to say Whitey's Famous Chili on the program. But
and Rich kind of took over for a while, or at least helped for a while to keep that same kind of thing going. And then, other people have done it, and it's always just fantastic. And if you want it a little hotter, they have all kinds of stuff there to put in to make it hotter. And if you don't want it any hotter, you can just have it kind of mildish. And
they got the peanut butter sandwiches there for you to have a peanut butter sandwich with it. Yep. And that's always an argument. I didn't know there were so many people that didn't eat peanut butter sandwiches with chili. And I start telling people about this. Like, what are you, peanut butter with chili?
I think that's a very local thing. We used to have it at school in the cafeteria. And it was okay with me. I'm not a big peanut butter guy because it sticks to the roof of my mouth and makes me mad, but my parents, my family never thought about peanut butter with chili. It was crackers or something like that, but
it's a staple.
There you go.
And that's awesome. Who else does that
anyway?
I don't think they do that at the bus barn when they do the meet the team chili. I don't think they do chili for that. They have a chili supper probably September or October. I don't know if they do the peanut butter with that or not.
I don't remember. I don't know. So, and then we got plenty of other food there also. Lunch stand opens up after mass also. That's where you can get your burgers and all your standard stuff also. So certainly come hungry for after mass. You can get supper there, but definitely try out the chili.
Is that the place where sometimes they have buffalo burgers?
For quite a while, we've had buffalo burgers every year. I can't say for certain that we're doing it again this year, but I would say
because you never know what the supply chain's like anymore.
That's true.
you might think you're going to have it, but unless you have it sitting somewhere, you might not have it.
That's right.
Yeah, buffalo burgers was always people would go there for the chili. They'd go for the buffalo burgers. They would go for the horseshoes. They're just all these little niche things that just makes that awesome.
Yep, that's right. And speaking of horseshoes, that's one of the things that goes on Saturday night. We have our amateur horseshoe tournament that night. So if you want to do the amateur horseshoes, sign in at 7 that night. That begins at 7:30.
Like you say, amateur horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
So is that pretty much anybody?
That'd be like if I went out there and tried throwing them and get it halfway there. Yes.
So there isn't a non-amateur tournament.
Well, that's Sunday. Sunday they say the horseshoe tournament. I think some of the more experienced guys, they'll play both. Okay. Sunday there's another horseshoe tournament too. So I call the amateur horseshoe tournament the one where anybody just goes out there and throws horseshoes for the fun of it. And then Sunday the guys that are out there every Tuesday night throwing, or they know what they're doing. But I've thrown about 4 horseshoes in my entire life, so and didn't come anywhere close to hitting that little pole that you're supposed to hit with it. So. Yeah, that's one of the things going on Saturday night. You know, all our stands open. The kiddie stand opens up. They've got the gambling tent. We got the wheel for the cakes and the junk prizes and stuff. So, you know, just a lot of little things. It's nothing huge, but that's the way we like it, right? Yeah. It's not – you're not going out and having a whole bunch of rides and different things. It's very personal there, and that's what we like.
And if you think about even the name of it, you know – you could have just called it the St. Joe Parish Festival. But I think when you call it the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, the intent was to give it a little different meaning and to bring people back.
You betcha.
You know? So I think that's cool. And even the name of it says this is personal.
Yep.
Yeah, which is cool.
It really is. And that's, you know, that's part of the fun of it. You get the whole community together, St. Joe community, and then the others around, too, that come join us. So that's what makes it so, you know, so nice. So all that opens up on, you know, Saturday night after Mass. So definitely come out. It's something for everyone and the entire family. Then we have attendance prizes. So if you come, there's a children's attendance prize we draw at 9:00. And an adult's attendance prize we draw at 10:00. You have to be present to win those, but no cost to enter them. So whether your kids or adults.
Are those always cash, or are they for the kids?
I think the kids, they usually have a prize. I want to say we've given a bike away before or something.
Oh, I've seen that. Yep.
But I'm not sure what the prizes are this year. I'm not versed in that, but there's, you know, different. I think adults is money, but children's is some kind of prize for the children. But yeah, no cost. You just go up to the headquarters stand and put your name on the ticket, or I think it's just like a 50-50 ticket, actually, and then they'll draw the children's at 9:00 and the adult at 10:00. Just for showing up, you can win something.
Yep.
And so then new this year, and for the first time after 38 years, neither myself nor my dad will be DJing at the St. Joe Festival. We've done every single one since
its
inception.
I'm not going in. Okay. Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, you'll be there. So
I won't be dancing. But I never have anyway.
I was going to say, I don't think I ever got you dancing. That would have been the pinnacle of my career to get Neil up on the bar dancing at St. Joe Festival. Yeah.
That would be something. Just to get me up on the bar with my bad knees trying to get up there. Take 6 people to get me up on the bar.
That's right. So he's got some large shoes to fill, but Rockin' Russ will be out there. So Russell Bergman will be out there DJing on Saturday night. He starts at 10 o'clock, so it'll be a good time.
You just made
there.
Rocker cry.
Now Rocker will be out there dancing on a bar.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You want to keep business out there?
It'll draw in all the ladies, Rocker. And then we got a 50-50 drawing on Saturday night. We draw that approximately 11 o'clock. So, yeah, come out Saturday. It's something for everyone in the entire family. Bring your chairs, come to Mass, and then stick around afterwards. Enjoy some food and drinks and good friends.
Fantastic. And, is 11 o'clock kind of the last call, or do you usually have people
stick around to the end? I usually...
Is the horseshoe tournament even finished by
then? It depends how many people sign up. The latest I ever remember, there was one year I know the horseshoe tournament went on to 2:33 a.m. Now, it's been years and years ago, but I don't know what time, since I've always been DJing, I haven't paid much attention to what time they usually get done over there, but typically, I'm supposed to be done by 1 o'clock DJing when I was DJing.
And sometimes that happened?
Sometimes that happened. That's what time the liquor license shuts off, right? You can't sell beer after 1 o'clock, so that's what time the music shuts off. And depending on how many I drink myself, you know, I may have shut down at 1. It may have been 1:30, or I may have
or
been getting
you may
my,
not know what time
you
shut down.
I may have got my butt chewed by the current chairman at that time at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, you get done now. I'm taking this thing and throwing it out.
I tell you what, let's... let's take a break before we talk about Sunday. So we'll talk about Sunday, and then we'll kind of flip switches and talk about the Wild Weekends.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies, get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Parkway and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that match, and the NFHS video will be available. On Friday, it's MAC football as our Indians will host the Coldwater Cavaliers at Baron Brogy Field. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that action live with the pregame show starting at 6:40, and the NFHS video will be available with Fort Recovery Radio's audio. Saturday, the ladies will play in the St. Henry Invitational, and we'll bring you as many of the three matches as we can here on Fort Recovery Radio. Do everything you can to get out and support our Indians teams this fall, but if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
I pointed at you, Jack.
Oh, okay. We're back. Talking about the St. Joe Festival and talking about Ryan's job as the middle school principal for the third year, right?
Third year, correct.
And you're off to a great start this year.
Yeah, school year's going great. I'm blessed to be working here in Fort Recovery because great staff that they do their job, and when the staff does their job and the kids are responsible and behave like they do here, then makes my job pretty nice.
Yeah, and I know several people that were very sad to see you leave Jay County, but we're really glad to have you back here.
I loved my job at Jay County, and I was sad to leave there because I loved the students there. I loved the coworkers that I taught with. It was a hard decision to leave based on that, but an easy decision to come back to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, if it had been somewhere else besides home, you probably would have never
gone anywhere. Yeah. Yep. And I miss the teaching aspect too. I love my job as principal, but I miss teaching because you have a lot different relationship with the students as a principal than you do as a teacher. And I miss that.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, when you talk about the, personal part of the St. Joe Festival and the difference between the teacher and the principal is a personal part too, to have that daily contact and
absolutely,
and to sense what that kid's going through, and it has got to be different. You have got to want to make a different level of difference to move into the principal job than teacher. I mean, teachers have that, you know, one-on-one stuff. So you have to think systemic to a certain extent, and that's tough.
It is tough. Yeah. It's a tough transition, but I'm enjoying it thoroughly for sure.
Fantastic. Well, we touched on Saturday and Sunday. We touched on the Saturday activities. So let's talk about Sunday. What's going on?
Well, Sunday, usually things kick off around 1 o'clock up there. So that's when the lunch stand opens and you know, the stands start opening up a little bit. But we say 1 o'clock because that's what time NFL football starts. And so we got our TVs up there and get the football on TV opening week of the NFL season. I know the Browns play the Panthers at 1 o'clock and are going to kick the butts of a Baker Mayfield and his Panthers there at 1 o'clock.
Baker has a different opinion.
He does have a different opinion, yeah, I saw. So
he's welcome to his opinion.
That's right.
And since 1999, the Browns have only won once on opening day and tied once. So
they're due.
They're due is what we're going to say. Yeah. In 22 years or 23 years or like 1-1 in 19 or something. But whatever it is, this is the year. Because
this is the year.
If we lose to Baker Mayfield, I might go crawl in a hole somewhere. So. But yeah, football will be on TV at 1. I think the Bengals play at 1 o'clock too that day, if I remember right. So they'll be up on
that. And there's probably 2 or 3 TVs there.
Yeah, we've got 4 TVs usually, one on each direct point in each direction, top of the beer stand, two with the Bengals on, two of the Browns on if they're playing same time. I can't remember what time Bengals play. But either way, football is on TV all day long so we can sit up there and root on our favorite teams. Then 2 o'clock is kind of a culmination of a lot of things. We have a beanbag tournament on Sunday. That's been going on for years and years, and I know there are people that play in that beanbag tournament every year, and it's the only time they throw beanbags anymore.
I don't see beanbags played anywhere except there.
Exactly. So you come out.
And that was always a big thing, you know, especially from what I could see. It always seemed like the ladies were the beanbag throwers, and the guys just thought it was dumb, till the cornhole thing came along, and then now all of a sudden that's the thing, and everybody's the expert. I saw an interesting version of that at the WOW last week with poker hands.
Oh, really?
Don Bird married Jackie. I couldn't think of her name, and several people. Toby Metzger was playing, so a bunch of people there. I was sitting there watching. I like that. So another interesting thing you can do there with playing poker hands. Neither here nor there, but that thing's been going a long time.
Yep. So the question that Rocker is dying to ask, okay, is what's the difference between beanbags and cornhole?
Well, I guess beanbags, you got to throw it into the hole. You can't land it onto the board. It stands more straight up.
Yep.
That sounds like the good enough difference to me.
It either goes in or it doesn't.
Yep. Okay, so like a beanbag hole is almost
the board stands straight up, pretty much.
Not quite straight, but about, I'm going to say that's nice. So probably 75 degree angle, something like that.
Cornhole is a flatter board.
Yes, that's right. Flatter.
About 15 degrees off the ground. Yeah, and then you can land the bag on the board. Get your points. Now, hey, I'm glad we brought up cornhole boards here because I was going to mention this before. So if you come out Friday night to the festival for a cornhole tournament, we're actually tipping off 2 different cornhole sets. We got an Ohio State Buckeyes cornhole board set set. Cool. It comes with bags. It even comes with LED lights inside the hole and around so it lights up at night.
Man.
And can play.
Cool.
They are really neat looking.
So how is that? Is that like a battery thing? Or is
it it's just got a little battery underneath it. So you just click it. And
yep. And when it's time to change the battery, you just change the battery and go forever.
That's
so,
right.
And you were talking about the Ohio State thing. When you were talking about football also, football all day on Saturday on college football,
yep.
All day Saturday on the TVs at the beer stand too.
Yep.
And then professional on Sunday. But who is there anybody specific around here that made those cornhole boards?
I found a guy in Walpock that makes them, so that's how I got my hands. So they weren't built by anybody local, but we're going to tip them off on Friday night, so $5 a tip on a a 100 tip tip board and have your chance to win those, and I'll buy quite a few of them myself because they're pretty neat looking boards. Yeah.
That's cool. So you're going to buy $480
I spend more than I spent buying the boards just in that. So yeah, let's get back to Sunday. Beanbag tournament at 2. We also have the horseshoe tournament at 2, so that's the non-amateur. Yep. So kind of the ones that a little bit more know what they're doing. And then the kitty tractor pull at 2, which I, you know, when I think of the festival and back to my old childhood, there's the number one thing from that weekend I remember is the kitty tractor pull, and it is still well, you know, attended or signed up.
Is that right?
Kids.
If I remember right, you have 2 or 3 sets of bleachers that are usually completely full.
There's 4 sets of bleachers that sit across there.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And they're full, and people standing around, and the different weight levels for the students and for the kids. You know, they go up at 1:30 and they start, you know, weighing in. They all get their stickers and, you know, get caught up, and all 3 of my kids do it now, and so that's a highlight for me too. I remember doing it as a kid. Now I get to watch my kids go out there and do the kitty tractor pull. So that's another one of the big highlights. Like you said, the
dad,
little,
you know, think about your dad taking you up there, and then, you know, watching his grandkids. I mean, that has got to be cool for him.
I would think so. Yeah, and I know it is. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, if you're going up to the festival on Sunday, be there before 2 o'clock. Either you're throwing beanbags or throwing horseshoes or got kids in the tractor pulling. It's all
Do they do it like they do at Wendelene sometimes, where they'll let an adult try to get on that tractor and do it?
You know, I've never seen that, but I'm not
saying. Because they all think they can do it, but their knees are behind their ears, and they almost can never get it started. And if they're bound and determined, they will push that down and flip right on their head. Flip right over backwards with the tractor on it.
That would make good entertainment. Yeah, that's for sure.
It is. To me, that's a highlight of the Wendelene thing this weekend is that tractor pull.
Yep.
With the adults thinking they can do that, and they can't go 2 feet because either they can't get the pedals going, or when they do, they hit it real hard and flip over backwards. It's awesome.
Oh, that's fun. One of the new things we have this year, too, so we always have our kiddie tent, you know, for the kids' games. Kids can go in there and play. On Sunday from 1 to 2:30, they're going to do face painting in there this year, too.
Cool.
So if your kids come out, make sure you bring them I'm early on Sunday. They can play the kiddie games in the kids' tent and get their face painted there.
Have plenty of face painters, because every kid in a 30-mile radius will want their face painted.
That's good advice.
It's incredible.
It really is.
It's incredible.
And it's not like that's a quick thing to do, right?
No, I know.
Down, it takes a little bit of time to get.
Well, what you could do is just get some guy there with a paint roller.
Perfect. That's the way I would paint a face.
Speed lane.
Yeah.
Here's like blue. That. Here's purple.
Yeah, perfect. Supper time, stick around. We got barbecue chicken dinners. Those are not pre-sale. They're just by
first come, first serve.
So we start serving those at 4 o'clock.
On Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, there. Yep.
If you're there, you can sit down and eat them there. We do have a drive-through set up, too. Awesome. So if for some reason you can't make the festival, but you want to drive through and get chicken dinners, you absolutely can. But I got to say, they usually sell out pretty quickly. So I'd be up there at 4 o'clock if you want chicken dinners.
So where's that going to be? They used to have it at the old
KFC Hall.
School, but
it's going to be set up in the same spot. There's just no KFC Hall for it there anymore. For
so like a tent or something. And they're just, okay.
Yeah, they're just little tents.
That's where they want to go.
There.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. You'll see it there when you drive through on St. Joe Road there. all the other, you know, lunchtime food will be there also, so certainly got plenty of options to eat. Children's attendance prize on Sunday is drawn at 5 o'clock, and the adult attendance prize is drawn at 5:30. Also at 5:30, we've got entertainment this year by Andy Klosterman, just acoustic entertainment, be singing out there for us. 7 o'clock, we do our 50-50 drawing, and at 7:30, we do our raffle drawing. And so raffle tickets will be for sale at the event, or if you know any St. Joe Parish members, you can get them ahead of time. 92 prizes on the ticket this year.
Fantastic.
92 different prizes. Top prize is $1,000 cash.
That's like
tickets.
Real money.
That is real money. So,
yeah,
real money. So, I'd love to be able to go through every one of these businesses that donate, and I can't sit here and read them all, but
yeah,
we certainly
there's
thank
some
all of them.
Really good local ones that are
absolutely
helping out.
A lot of great people donate towards us. So, you know, get in the raffle drawing, and that wraps up about 8 o'clock, and we head home for the night. So
fantastic. Well, I tell you what, before we start talking about the WOW, let's do a quick recap of the St. Joe Festival.
Okay.
So, and you touch on the biggest 3 events from each of the days, and you make sure people don't miss something.
And I want to throw in something that has always is what I've always loved about the St. Joe Festival, and it kind of started when I worked at Crown, and people would say, "What are you doing this weekend?" I'm going to the St. Joe Festival. Wapakoneta? I said, "Nope, St. Joe. That's where's that?" So out near Fort Recovery. Never heard of it. I said, "That's why it's so good."
Yeah, that's right.
If you don't know about it, you don't belong there. Mm-hmm. And the 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 people that are there are just some of the most fantastic people in the world. They have rides? Nope. They have this? Nope. Nope. What is it? Just a bunch of people talking around, great people sitting around talking to each other. And it's just a good community festival. It's just it's just awesome. It's been my favorite one for 1,000 years. It's just it's greatest fun. People in the world are out there.
You bet. So September
39 years, Neil.
It's not 1,000?
No.
It's close.
Seems like
if you round it.
Yeah.
You
round
it. That's right.
Yeah, so come on out St. Joe September 9th, 10th and 11th. The Friday night, September 9th, we have our cornhole tournament. So not the entire festival is open, but we got our cornhole tournament, beer stand open. We'll be selling wings from Rick Street that night out there. Come play cornhole with us. It's only $20 a team to get in. It's nothing, crazy cost, but just come out and enjoy the night.
Is it bring your own team?
Yes, bring your own
team.
And
if you're kind of an individual, you can go out there and you'll try to match them up with
somebody. We'll find someone for you. Yep. You betcha. Saturday night, outdoor mass at 4:30, and plenty of stuff going on all night for the family, and DJ Rock and Russ will play at 10 o'clock for the entertainment that night. And then Sunday, be out there by 2. That's when everything starts big time on Sunday. Beanbag, horseshoe, kitty, tractor pull, and get your barbecue chicken dinners. Enjoy the evening and the friendship, and we'll finish up with our raffle drawing for the Friends of St. Joe Church Sunday night.
Fantastic. So if you're going to the Fort Recovery football game, and you're looking for a place to have a beer after the football game, St. Joe Festival is going to be open.
You betcha.
Yep. You can harass the tossers, or I think for the first couple of years you waited till the football was over, but I think now you get enough people out there that you don't have to wait. So you can go out there and just harass the tossers.
Yeah. And
you betcha.
And, while it's a St. Joe homecoming festival, I know there's a boatload of people from all over Fort Recovery and the area that love to attend. So it's St. Joe homecoming, but it's a pretty open one too.
You betcha.
Yeah. So fantastic. So let's talk about the WOW.
Let's talk about the WOW.
Okay. And we'll do that right after we take a break.
Sounds good.
So we'll be back right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Summer grilling season is here, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring, full-time or part-time in all departments.
Ah!
Nothing says fall better than the smell of chili in the air, the sound of horseshoes clanking iron, and the sight of young kids pedaling tractors down a dirt track. Of course, I'm talking about the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, held on September 9th through 11th on the grounds of St. Joseph Church, 1.5 miles northeast of Fort Recovery. It all kicks off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament and wraps up on that Sunday evening with the Friends of St. Joe Church raffle drawing. From kids' games to gambling, cake stands to live music, horseshoe tournaments to tractor pulls, and plenty of food and drinks, there's fun for the entire family at the St. Joe Festival, September 9th through 11th. See the Church Bulletin or St. Joe Homecoming Festival Facebook page for all the details.
Ready?
We're back. Insight. Jack Rocker and Ryan Steinbrenner, the man who can do it all. So we just got done talking about the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, and we thought we'd spend a few minutes talking about the WOW. What a weekend.
Okay. What a weekend. That's still recovering, but yeah. It was a fun weekend.
I can imagine, at least from an outsider standpoint, things going a whole lot better than what they did.
I the weather was perfect. The crowd was perfect. I mean, the event was just, it's hard to say that we could have had a better weekend, yeah, to be honest.
Yeah. And it's happened every year.
Yeah, it's
so far. Now you've got it established as a great party. If we get, and someday we're going to get rain.
Unfortunately, it'll probably happen someday.
Yeah, but everybody knows that it's still, you know, you're established as a great, great party. So if we have a bad time one year, it's not going to kill the whole thing forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, give us a 10-minute wrap on it. Yeah.
Well, I think we're estimating that we had around 6,000 people down at the park on Saturday, which is pretty incredible to think of. And, you know, for a town and community that we live in of, what, 1,500 people or so here, to have that many adults, you know, not talking adults, 18-plus down at the park and enjoying the weekend. We gave away about $900,000 worth of prizes this year, 285 total prizes, I believe, to be exact. By Sunday at 4 o'clock, 275 of those prizes have been claimed already. So it was a, you know, a successful weekend in every aspect, yeah, of it. You know, we had bigger and better entertainment this year than we've had before. You know, Caitlin Schmidt opened us up on Friday night, and man, does she have a voice. She is, yeah, just an awesome singer. And then
and she has a following too.
Yeah,
I mean,
does,
she,
yeah,
she draws people,
yeah,
you know,
and she was unable to bring her entire band this year, so she brought her acoustic trio, but, yeah, it was still awesome to listen to. And then Drew Parker came up on the stage, and we got that guy at the right time. I mean, we booked him a year ago, and man, he's hit it big over this last year. And right, you know, he wrote so many songs for Luke Combs and for other people too, Jake Owen and so many people. And now he's got his own stuff out on the radio. And did he put on a show? I mean, you talk about a fun way to end up Friday night. Did the Toe and Go drawing on Friday night. 7 people walked away with some awesome prizes. That's a fun game to play because it's interactive with the contestants, right, that get to play it and with the crowd, really. And, you know, to experience from my aspect, you know, the feeling those 7 people get when they get their number drawn, and now they got to come out and figure out which prize they're going to win. Yeah. Like, I could win this slingshot and see their hands shaking trying to put that key in that padlock to open it up to see if it's going to work. It's pretty cool. That's, you know, it's just a neat, unique raffle because it's, yeah, different than anything else. You know, when else are you going to have the chance to go play a Let's Make a Deal style game, yeah, for a chance to win a $30,000 slingshot, you know?
Well, yeah, and what's the worst they can, yeah, what's the worst they can win?
The lowest prize was a trailer, a flatbed trailer with $5,000 cash on it.
The least, so the flatbed trailer is worth a couple $1,000.
Yeah, so I mean, we're talking the least amount you're going to win seven grand or so in, yeah, in cash, yeah, prizes there.
Very cool.
And so,
go ahead.
Friday night, you know, that wrapped all that up. And then Saturday you go out there, and of course that's our main super raffle. And we got so much else going on, but 12 to 7 o'clock, we're pulling a number every 2 minutes for 7 straight hours. That's 211 prizes by the time you're done. Total value of $650,000 through it all. And so, you know, we get our local constituents that are above reproach up there, just pulling them numbers and pulling them balls, lottery balls every 2 minutes, and enjoying themselves. And we got the numbers, the ball machines up on the big screen, so people can always be watching what numbers are coming up. We got the semis that they, you know, have the big banners that we write all the numbers on every half hour. And my brother was there updating the website as we went along, so whether you were there or not, you could always be keeping up with what numbers. And to go out there and see the number of people standing around them semis holding their tickets and looking up there to see if their numbers popped up, it's pretty cool. And you always think you have a chance, right? 8,000 tickets sold, but 211 prizes.
Yeah.
You know, okay, you always think, I got this chance. When's my number coming up? Where is? And then to know a lot of the people that win. I mean, we had local people that won big prizes and small prizes, or smaller. And then, you know, people from outside of the community. Guy that won the Jeep from Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Guy that won the truck from St. Henry. Guy that won the Dodge Challenger was from Fort Wayne, I believe. So, you know, you get your locals and you get your outside people all having a chance to win. Pretty neat. And then,
that's pretty cool.
You know, and that's the focus of what's going on. I mean, that's why we're there, for the Super Raffle. Got so much else going on too. You know, I got the stage games I'm playing with a crowd, which I love this year. I did game show style stage games. I played Deal or No Deal. I played 75 cents that lady won. 75 cents. It was the most pathetic game of Deal or No Deal I've ever seen in my life. And she got rid of every big number off the start.
Yeah,
$1,000 gone, $750 gone, $6. At the end, she was, what? Do you want $1.36 or do you want to go for $2 or 75 cents? This is the most anticlimactic game. I felt so bad for her. I gave her $100 when it was done.
And her friends were happy because she bought some beer for them.
There,
so they were real. There's that whole bunch of people. They were from Collide. I talked to them later.
Oh, did you?
They had a good time then. They loved it.
That's what I like about this stage. You get the crowd back there hooting and hollering and yelling. And, you know, so I played Wheel of Fortune and then Family Feud, which was just hilarious. Apparently, Chinese is a sexy language. You know, it's got that answer. Like, what's the sexiest language? Chinese. Chinese? Okay. 0 points. You know, that's fun because you get the crowd interacting with them. And it's no cost to sign up. We have our attendance prizes and the stage games, and you continually get people that walk up there and go, this don't cost anything. No, just put your name down. You have a chance to win some awesome prizes. And then you go to the other side, under the big white tent where we're selling all the different side raffles at the event. So the 50-50 and the wall of guns and the war chest that had three awesome guns in it. And then the gold mine, which has a whole variety of prizes, and you can get in all them raffles. And if you really want some fun, you can go bet money on a rat to run into a hole, which is just a wild idea that somehow came to fruition. And I mean, it's the entertainment of
the technology video part of those, especially the game show things that you guys did. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, in KTELCA, and that's, we look at 2 years ago. Right, so our second event, whenever we had to go virtual in 2020, and how disappointing that was when on August 1st, us committee members were sitting in this room going, do we really got to pull this trigger and go virtual? Like, this sucks. And and it was disappointing. And I don't think that could have been anything better for us in the long term because it increased our exposure, because we call it, you know, now on August 2nd, 4 weeks before the event, I'm tasked with a job of figuring out how are we going to broadcast this event. And I think I started by calling Chuck Rohr to see if, okay, hey, what, and then
that's a real good place to start.
It's a good place to start. And then went from Chuck
what
to
what he doesn't know, he knows somebody that does.
You betcha. And so, okay, I know this guy. I don't think I can do it to the level you want, who knows this guy, who knows this guy, who ended with Scott Robinson at NK Telco. And now they've, you know, they come and do the video production for all of our events. So be able to get them in. You know, so they run all that video production on the big LED screen that's up there. They record everything. So now I have the video footage from it where I can go through and make all of my advertising and all my different videos throughout the year. You know, it's cool to have all that. So it's, you know, a lot of things came together in that year of COVID, even though it was unfortunate we couldn't be there in person, that have made this event bigger and better every year, really.
That's cool. So, should we take one more break before we end?
Let's do a break before we go to Rocker.
Okay.
So, let's finish with...
So, let's talk about next year.
Let's talk about next year. Bigger and better than ever. And that's more prizes, more tickets, bigger entertainment. I mean, we're not lying. You know, when we started this in 2019 and said, can we sell $3,100 tickets for the super raffle that nobody knew about? Most of us, and I wasn't part of it then, but I remember what my first thought was when someone told me about it was, how in the world are we going to sell $3,100 tickets?
My comment was, good luck, boys.
Uh-huh. This year we sold $8,100 for this past year. When it just finished, we sold $8,100 tickets in 28 days. And so next year it's 10,000 tickets, but that also means more prizes. So we up from 211 prizes on the Super Raffle. We go up to 241 prizes on the Super Raffle. We go from $650,000 worth of prizes up to $800,000 worth of prizes. Yeah. So percentage chance doesn't change. Value of prizes, same percentage. It's just, you know, bigger and better there. And so those tickets will go for sale on October 2nd.
And, you know, it's amazing because to a large extent, you don't have to push them. You don't have to sell them. They're a valued, wanted item.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier to find people to sell them when you're not calling your brothers and your neighbors and your cousins, you know, trying to sell something that they may not want, because yeah. It's something that everybody wants to be a part of.
And I talk to new people every day, and especially at the event over the weekend, like people are coming up across the state on Saturday and asking me, how do I get in this drawing? How do I get in this lottery yeah. ball drawing? Like, that sold out 10 months ago. So, but if you yeah. want in next year's October 2nd, you make sure you get your yep. tickets. Yeah. And we really want to push people to buy in person this year. We start selling them in person October 2nd at Ambassador Park. If you're in the local area, please come down there to buy the tickets. It just makes it so much less of a headache on our side. The more we can sell in person and the less we can sell online makes it easier. We want that online yeah. aspect because we want the people that don't live around here to have sure. a chance to yeah. buy them.
Now, that's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday.
And what time does it start? Do you start selling 10, I believe it was, last year?
I think it was before that, but we haven't okay. decided yet for this year, so I'm not okay. going but, to give but, an answer on
but
that.
But unless you sell out right away, they'll be available after lunch.
Yep. They absolutely. And, you know, the line's always long down there to start, but last year 8,000 sold out in 28 days. And with more people and bigger exposure, who knows how long it'll last. So I encourage you to buy some on October 2nd if you want in, because I can't guarantee there's going to be some after October 2nd. I would say there probably will be, but I can't guarantee that.
Now, last year you saved some back for like Wrangler Hardware and places like that.
If
are you going to be able to do that, or are you still working on that?
Again, that just depends. We wait till October 2nd. So last year we didn't know if we were going to give some to those businesses, but after October 2nd we had enough left where we could say, okay, here you go, Ivan Kaffenberger, here you go, Bubba Schmitz, here you guys, and yeah. you know, these guys can go out and sell them. So, yep. and we love that they do that for us. So make sure you get in October 2nd and get your tickets and get in on that raffle. I mean, we're three different vehicles we're going to give away next year again. I know there's a 12-day Alaskan cruise or Alaskan trip for two, but the top prize next year for the fifth year anniversary, $55,555, and we're covering the taxes on that. So really, you do walk away with a check for $55,555, which
so
is
cool.
pretty amazing.
That'll pay your mortgage for almost a month.
Put a couple tanks of gas in your truck.
Yeah, maybe.
New people.
Yep.
22.
That's
amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. And what's important to remember with the Super Raffle tickets is that you get entry into the event with them. And that's pretty big next year when we got the level of entertainment we're yeah. coming. That's getting bigger and better, too. And this year we went two country acts. You know, a lot of people around here like country, but we like our rock music, too. So next year, we're going back to one night of each. So Friday night next year, that arena rock show is on Friday night. And if you haven't heard of them, you need to look them up. But a lot of people have. They're nationally known 80s cover rock band. But, I mean, they come with the pyrotechnics. They come
like
with the costumes.
Right.
From what I understand, they put on a show.
It's a
like
show.
You can't believe.
Yep, and it's two hour sets is the way they play. So, you know, they'll play like 9:30 to 10:30, take a break, and then play again 11 to midnight or whatever the times will be when we yeah. get them in there. But it's, you know, they'll put on a show. That's what that one's all about. So that arena rock show on Friday night, and then Saturday night our closer will be a 90s country legend, Tracy Byrd. And that's pretty big that we can get him to come
up. You should have a contest. for the winner of the watermelon crawl dance. Offer a $500 prize to the person that comes up with the best watermelon crawl.
I like where you're thinking. I'm always looking for new stage games. So I'm going to have a new stage game next year, the watermelon crawl, and Jack Stalgler is going to be the first contestant.
Honorary draw.
Honorary.
And the rest are random.
Neil has got the ability to kind of delete some of this out. So, Neil, you can
I do not have the willingness.
Ryan, I'll tell you what. Thank you for everything that you've done with the WOW, that you're doing up at the school, the St. Joe Festival. There's a lot of neat things that are happening, and you play a very large part of it. So
I appreciate that, yeah. Jack, and I enjoy doing it because it's meant to help others. You know, and the question I get asked a lot, and I want to make sure I touch on here real quickly, is, you know, especially from the ones that maybe aren't from around here or from Fort Recovery specifically, is, you know, they love the event, they love coming, but what are we raising money for, you know? Yeah. And it started as an endeavor by the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters to help fund a new baseball field, which is getting near its completion. And yeah, a lot of the money that we're raising is going towards that baseball field, but because of the success of the event, that's not the only thing that money's going towards. You know, we're funding other athletic and non-athletic.
Name some of those things you have done and things that are in the planning stage. And
well, that's, if we just look at athletics, it's not just the baseball field. You know, it's that new press box that's on
the football field. Thank you very much.
Yep. And so a lot of things like that, non-athletic but school related. You know, you go to in the auditoria at the EMS building, and we got a new sound system in there now, and we donated some money towards that to help that out. But, you know, not just the school necessarily. You know, now it's outside of the school and different organizations in Fort Recovery and beyond Fort Recovery. We're talking the Knights of Columbus, the American Legion, the Youth Trap Shooting Team, the Historical Society, the Merchants Association, the Boy Scouts, the Ambassadors, Radio Christmas Gala that you guys do here, different community foundations, the weight room at the school. Yeah. You know, a lot of money just went into there. But Mercer County Fair, we donated some money for different things over there this year. The Veterans Honor Garden in St. Henry, and Mercer County Challenger Baseball. You know, so it's, you know, other communities come in and help support us. We want to help support those other communities.
Sure.
And one of the things that's in the works for this year, too, is we want to be able to give out some scholarships, not just to Fort Recovery, but to some local communities as well and seniors. And we want those to go to seniors and to graduating seniors who are community-minded individuals that give back to their community. Because there's 14 of us committee members that spend a lot of time putting this together. There's hundreds and hundreds of community volunteers from Fort Recovery and beyond that put time into helping this, and which is just anytime we need anything all year long, they come out of the woodwork.
Yep.
Like you said before about Chuck, he may not be able to answer, but he knows who can if you go to him. That's okay. We put all these new electric campsites.
Yeah. You guys helped pay for that.
Yeah,
of course, Rich Vogel and the ambassador did it, but you know, that can't happen without that money.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and helps everything that happens.
And a lot of things got back ordered, on that.
Yeah.
And so now we're 3 weeks ahead of the event, and all of a sudden the right pieces come in. We have to finish them electric campsites. And so Kip Deuce and Richie Vogel and all these guys are up there working their tails off. They're working on like a Sunday afternoon. They don't have the part they need. They call someone who knows something. All of a sudden, someone from Coldwater is driving on a Sunday afternoon to help us out just to get these campsites put together. Like, that's that kind of thing that makes it awesome to live here, right? And and to see that. So it makes it all worth it. It's a lot of work, but we got a great community. It helps come together and great surrounding communities that come together. So we want to give back to them.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Ryan, I tell you what, I'll give you a chance to rest your voice for the first time in probably 2 or 3 weeks, most likely.
Yeah.
Are you going to be on the microphone hawking the attendance prizes at the St. Joe Festival?
No, I'll be that's one of the jobs.
So another 10 days, you'll be then you can rest.
So as long as no kids get in trouble at school in the next 10 days, so
then you don't have to yell.
My voice should be rested.
Are you a yeller? You don't look like a yeller.
So
all the kids are perfect angels here in Fort Recovery.
I don't have a problem with that.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. Rocco, you're going to be part of the sports talk show.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we
have to okay, because I know that.
Well, we still have one more insight break. Yeah. So then we'll come back and do Rocker, and then we can go to.
All right. So
we'll take an insight.
I don't know
break.
What the hell's going on. Just come back when this break is done.
We'll take an insight break and go to Rocker.
Very good.
In just a minute.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
It's going to be a big weekend. It's the annual Labor Day weekend at Wendoline Sports Club. The softball tournament is all day on Saturday, all day Sunday, and finishes up on Monday. And on Friday night, they'll have the Mercer County Challenger baseball games at 6:30 and 7:30. Saturday night will feature Grove Hill playing from 8 to midnight. On Sunday, there's a horseshoe tournament at 2 with sign-in by 1:45, a kiddie tractor pull at 6, and their world-famous barbecue chicken dinners from 4 to 6. Then on Sunday night, it'll be Mora and the boys from 8 to midnight. On Monday, the softball tournament wraps up, and at 5 o'clock, they'll draw the winners of the 50-50 drawing, and they'll also draw the winners of their gun raffle. Lots of food, fun, beverages, and good friends all weekend long, Friday through Monday, at the Wendoline Sports Club's annual Labor Day weekend party.
Oh, we're back here. We're back.
We can't be back yet. You didn't point to me.
Yeah, because I was distracted with the St. Joe Festival tickets.
We're back, Mr. Rocker. Hello, bud.
Well, hi, Jack.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Blow right there, Scooter.
Scooter.
What are we talking about? I asked you for a top 10 list. What you got today?
I got On This Day in Pop Culture History.
So that's what we always do, Jack.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, when you used to be here a lot, we knew that.
Yeah.
Now that you're here every once or twice a year.
you're doing the Johnny Carson thing. Work 4 days and off.
Whoa.
Yeah, but the bad thing is your guest host is usually me, and that's not that good.
No.
You usually have really good ones.
All right. So.
We'll start off in 1968. Apple Records is founded by the Beatles, of course. First, their first hit, Hey Jude. That's a good start, though.
That's not bad, is it?
That's not bad.
that sells some records.
How many times is the na-na-na part repeated at the end of that record?
I would say quite a few.
Too many?
You don't like it?
I like it, but like 38 times is just
26.
Too much. Is that what it is?
26 times.
I could have gone with 15.
Yep.
13, half that. 13 would have been good.
Next category.
Thank you. 1980, Christopher Cross's Satan is released.
sailing.
Take me away. Well, the viewership.
Ryan's never played that, DJ.
Nope.
Why? No. Why, well, I guess maybe if you had a little slow stuff, but that isn't even a great slow song.
Today, Wednesday. Thank God.
That's what I was going to say.
Princess Di.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too.
Don't forget about that.
What happened?
Died on this date.
30 years ago.
Yeah, 28 years ago, is that
right?
Oh,
I thought it was 30, but nope. Never mind.
A sad day in TV history in 2001. The final episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is aired.
No kidding.
Crickets.
It's 21 years ago. I would have figured it was still on there 15 years ago. Or 10 years ago, I mean.
Not a lot of Mr. Rogers fans apparently here.
So, did you see the movie Rocker?
Yes, it was good.
It was good.
Tom Hanks did well. It was kind of a no doubter. I mean, the guy,
yeah,
pretty much looked like the guy. I mean,
I'm sure they touched on it in the movie, but one of Mr. Rogers' things was look for the helpers.
Yeah,
those are the real heroes, is the helpers. Some, when there's stuff going on, just look for the helpers.
Okay. I'll look for a segue on this law operation.
Well, I guess maybe you guys don't agree with Mr. Rogers. I'm very sorry that you don't like helpers.
Time for some hometown birthdays.
All right.
Yeah. Hometown birthdays.
Everybody likes this kind.
Yeah, depends on who it is.
Chloe Showalter.
Hey!
Today, 21.
Like Chloe. Yep.
Happy.
My cousins over in Red Key, Paul and Paulette Bonvillain, the twins.
The twins.
All right.
And, of course, Jeremiah Wyckoff today.
Jeremiah.
Happy birthday, Jeremiah.
Is he probably working now, or is he maybe...
He's probably just coming home from Nashville.
Nashville?
Him and Stacy and Amy and all of them went down there.
Oh, yeah?
Forgot you.
Well, I did go and... Little price tag on that bad boy.
You're their best customer. They should pay to have you with them.
Okay, celebrity birthday time.
Wait, there's more people than that got birthdays today.
Well, we're trying to keep this bit going.
Okay, sorry.
You want to get on the air, don't you?
Go ahead.
I'm trying to speed this up.
Well, God, you got to honor all people.
Well, who'd you miss, Bob? Who's?
Yeah, you go ahead and say who you have.
Yeah.
Who do you got, Sunshine?
Bob has 10,000 Facebook.
I don't know how to look it up.
Mindy's was yesterday.
Hey!
Yeah, Melinda.
How you look up birthdays on your phone?
Go to events, then go to birthdays.
Oh, God.
Okay, next. That's you can stay tuned for the technology portion.
Tuesday, Cameron Diaz turned 50.
She's one of my favorite actresses.
Okay.
But Bob was having a conniption fit over here.
I don't know what he's doing.
Either that or I'm getting poked.
Whoa.
No.
I'm not sure what that meant.
I don't know.
It didn't sound like it probably should have.
Okay.
Well, today we got the old Richard the Gerbil with gear turned 73.
Whoa.
Hey, that's what he's known for.
Richard Deere is 73.
Yes.
And he has pet
gerbils.
It's
hard gerbils. To believe, ain't it?
He has pet gerbils.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. What's his biggest movie? I mean,
Officer and Gentleman?
Officer and Gentleman, that's it.
Oh. He also played in the Thomas Crown Affair.
No.
Air Force One.
It
was in Air Force One.
No.
Who played in Thomas Crown Affair?
That would, well, the original one was...
Oh, Pierce Brosnan.
The original one was
same
McQueen.
Guy.
Air Force One.
Harrison Ford there. Debbie Gibson turns 52.
What was her biggest hit?
Manic Monday.
Diana Rammell.
Diana Rammell. She's singing.
Brad Bratz.
Chris Tucker turned 51. We're done with this little dog and pony show, and now we can do. Now it's time for sports talk and Rocker's been fired.
So you never touched on Princess Di.
Well, okay.
She was my cousin.
She,
Lady Diana Spencer.
She went in a tunnel. The queen didn't like her. And now she's up in heaven.
No, it was the
you asked. I'm telling you.
You're wrong. So, you're wrong again.
So no. You're a conspiracy theorist when it comes to the death of Princess Di.
You bet your sweet bippy.
How about John F. Kennedy Jr.?
Do we really want to go?
Junior?
Junior.
Ooh, Junior.
Yeah.
Better get who's that Christ, one.
Who's the Republican say still out there coming up?
He's one of them.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy Jr. He's going to pop in and save the world. But that was, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? I've heard, well, I got blocked from a certain person, so I don't know the most recent dates, but three of them passed, and he was a no-show.
So what would be the meaning behind killing Princess Di?
Well, she caused them quite a bit of bad press there for a while.
Her husband caused the bad press. He was the loser in that mess.
Yeah, well, I agree with you.
She was the people's favorite. She was the people's princess, and the queen's smarter than to kill her.
You get Salt Creek back next year?
Nah, we don't have any of the side ones booked yet.
We were chit chatting so with we're chit chatting with Ryan back in the background, but I say. Larry Brown and his gang did a great job.
They were great.
They were really good.
And they loved it.
You could see that. You could see that on every one of their faces that they were so happy to be there. That's
cool.
But
never sounded better, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, okay, then maybe we don't want them anymore if they never sound any better. We might get their average thing next year. They sounded really good. That was really good. Song selection was outstanding. The performance was very good. Very good.
Rocker, you lost control.
Yeah.
I never had control.
That's true. You're probably right. We're sorry about that.
So stay tuned, everybody, for Sports Talk. I know Bubba and Fee have a tremendous show planned, starting with football coach
Brett Niekamp, if you can't think of his name.
I was thinking of
his name. For the love of God.
We had dead air there for a second.
Starting with football coach Brett Niekamp, and he's got that dude from Ohio State.
Steve Elway.
Yeah. So.
Big game Saturday night.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk. Until next week, Jack Rocker Neal. We'll see you next week.
On the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.